I want to talk about the readings. Actually, the readings don't include Saint Joseph in them at all, but they do include another Joseph. And when I say the readings, I'm talking about the readings from Holy Mass, as if you're not aware. Every single day of the year, when you go to Mass inside of a Catholic church, believe it or not, people go to Mass even during the week, right? You could do that. You could have an encounter with Jesus even during the week and receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity inside of the Mass. We have readings every day. We have readings from sacred scripture. And so for Lent, we have these readings that are always, always tailoring us, tailoring our spiritual life to help us prepare for Easter and to help us recognize, you know, the need for repentance and turning away from our sins, but to also prepare for the coming of Jesus risen from the dead. And in the first reading of today, we hear about Joseph. Joseph, the son of the son that becomes the type of Saint Joseph. Let me step back here and talk about typology for a moment here. Typology is a fancy word that we use when we look at scripture to recognize how the Old Testament, written hundreds, thousands of years before Jesus comes onto the scene, prepares the way for the coming of Jesus. So hidden within the Old Testament, we know that there are references and prophecies, allusions to Jesus. And there are many figures that are foreshadowing Jesus. For example, King David, right? And Adam himself, a figure of Jesus, a type of Jesus, pointing us to Jesus. And so we have many allusions in the Old Testament that point us to the realities of the New Testament. And then, of course, the New Testament sheds light on the Old Testament for us so that we fully understand God's plan and why the Old Testament stories and hymns and prophecies are given to us. And during this month of St. Joseph, the month of March, a month when we traditionally always reflect, the church looks to this month and for centuries has looked to St. Joseph during this month. I see this as such an important time for you and for me, because St. Joseph is a saint that comes, the earthly father of Jesus, who lived 2,000 years ago, didn't have a Nokia, didn't have a light phone, didn't have any of the technologies that you and I take for granted in these days, but whose life is so applicable to your own. Whose life has so many implications for your own, and whose life was prefigured in the Old Testament. If you read Genesis 37 and forward, chapter 37 and forward, the story of Joseph, you will see how Joseph was sold into slavery, right? Wanting to be murdered, killed by his brothers who were jealous of him. Who were jealous of the gifts that God had given to him, jealous of how much his father favored him, jealous of his ability, scripture tells us, to interpret dreams. And so they threw him into a cistern and they left him. They were going to kill him, but they decide, well, instead of throwing him down into a cistern, there are some folks over there that we could sell him to. And they sold him to some Egyptians. And Joseph of Egypt, as he becomes known because he spent so much of his life in Egypt, then goes on to become this prefigurement, a type of Joseph in the New Testament. I want to understand why that is the case. But first, let's see what happens in this scripture passage, which I think is a really good lesson for me and for you. You know, Joseph got thrown, discarded by his brothers because of his being favored, because of who he was, because of the gifts that God had given to him. His brothers were jealous of him. His brothers resented him. And his brothers decided to perform this incredible injustice against him, selling him off into slavery. Can you imagine his own brothers, right, selling him off into slavery? But it's in Egypt that Joseph comes into his own. It's in Egypt that God's will is revealed to Joseph, that he becomes the amazing steward of Pharaoh himself. His gifts are used for the good of the world, not just of his father or of his family. But now Joseph becomes the steward of all of Pharaoh's creation. I'm sorry, not creation, all of Pharaoh's reign, right? The reason I'm saying creation is because Joseph of Egypt prepares us to look to Joseph of Nazareth in the New Testament. And we will see the popes telling us that Joseph of Nazareth was entrusted with all of the riches of God, just as Joseph of Egypt was entrusted with all of Pharaoh's possessions and was made the steward of the whole of Pharaoh's reign. That was so small and tiny compared to Joseph of Nazareth, who was given, entrusted with Jesus himself, was entrusted with caring for our Blessed Mother. I mean, he was given everything that God the Father had, that God the Father treasured, which was found in his Son, Jesus. See, that's why it's so important to read the whole of Scripture. That's why it's so important to see all of Scripture revealed to us, and then to understand it in its context. Very oftentimes we can read the Old Testament and think, I don't get this. I don't understand this. I need some help here. And it reminds me of the Acts of the Apostles, right? And how the eunuch there was doing the same thing in the Acts of the Apostles, and he needed one of the apostles to come along, Philip, to start explaining it to him. And as soon as he started explaining it to him, he was open to it and he was baptized. He was ready to receive the gospel as soon as he was given the understanding that's revealed to us in Jesus. And we saw the completion of the Old Testament in the New. This is why it's important to get to know Saint Joseph, because he helps us to enter into relationship with Jesus. If God the Father trusted Joseph enough to give him his son Jesus, if God the Father trusted Joseph enough to allow him to take care of our Blessed Mother, he can also take care of you. Joseph can also protect you. Joseph can also be your guide through this life. Joseph is the steward not only of Jesus and of Mary and of their lives and protecting them and caring for them and making sure that they're able to fulfill their mission, but he is also the protector and patron of the entire church, right? It's why in the 19th century, Saint Joseph was proclaimed the patron of the entire universal church, the whole Catholic Church, because the church sees that Joseph cared so carefully for our Blessed Mother and for Jesus, and so he cares for each one of us in the same way. Maybe you've been wondering about that. Well, why should I entrust myself to Saint Joseph? Because if God trusted him, you should too, right? Because if God trusted Saint Joseph to raise his only son and to protect our Blessed Mother, he's also there to do the same for me and for you. Okay, a little bit of food for thought as we enter into the weekend. Certainly have a blessed weekend. I certainly hope you do. Stay tuned. We have the Family Rosary Across America coming up. Until you and I are together again, may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.